to keep the memory of her husband alive. Once, she'd idly inquired after Danae's husband, because she was a missus after all, even if she did live alone in that small cottage at the far end of Willow Street, with nothing but a dog and a few mad chickens for company. "He's no longer with us," Danae had said, and Mrs. Lombardy had seen the shutters coming down on Danae's face. "Ah, sure, he might have run off with someone else," Mrs. Ryan said. "The poor pet." Of course, she looked different too. The three women felt that the long, tortoiseshell hair ought to be neatly tied up, or that the postmistress should maintain a more dignified exterior instead of wearing long, trailing clothes that looked second-hand. And as for the jewellery, well... "I always say that you can't go wrong with a nice string of pearls," said Mrs. Byrne, in charge of the church flowers. Many years of repeating this mantra had ensured that her husband, known all over town as Poor Bernard, had given her pearls as an anniversary gift. "As for those mad big necklaces, giant lumps of things on bits of leather, amber and what not," said Mrs. Lombardy. "What's wrong with a nice crucifix? That's what I want to know." Danae was being discussed over Friday morning coffee in the Avalon Hotel and Spa, and the hotel owner, one Bell Kennedy,